Now, as always, I like to start you off with some interesting facts. Now, did you know that new creatures have been found in the deep sea volcano? In fact, deep sea volcanoes, not just one. Now, finding previously undiscovered organisms in the depths of the ocean sounds like something straight out of television, particularly sci-fi horror movies. But a 2020 study of deep sea volcanoes near New Zealand, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America, uncovered over 90 putative bacterial and archaeal genomic families of nearly 300, wait for it, 300 previously unknown genera, meaning new life is still being created on Earth. A lot of new things are happening, so you want to pay very close attention. So you don't be surprised, those of you who have children right now, don't be surprised maybe in the next 20 or 30 years when your sons and daughters become doctors and scientists and all the forms of archaeologists or whatnot, they'll probably tell you, mommy, there's this thing called ABBB and you probably had never heard of it before. But just so you know, new life is being found. Now, speaking of new life, there's been a dearth of it when it comes to engagement. At least that's what people on the streets are saying. At least some people, not everybody, some people are saying when it comes to River State. The campaign season is in full gear. This is end of December, all right? There's been at least 8 weeks of campaigns that have been on, have been allowed. The INEC body has opened up the windows for presidential and gubernatorial, campaigns to start. Yes, you've been hearing the jingles, all right, on television, radio, online platforms, you name it. Posters are beginning to fly. But in River State, it doesn't seem to have that same effect. Yes, I have seen some, posters along the road. I've seen some people, political aspirants, governorship aspirants, if I'm not mistaken, have their pictures on some of the street lights along the road, along the East West Road. I've seen some of them, some posters, but it doesn't have that frenesity that many have become accustomed to when it comes during the political season. Now, my question is this. How well, and to you directly, how well are the aspirants engaging with you? What is the level of their campaigns in River State? How will you rate them so far as of today? What is the level of campaigning? What is the level of engagement? Are you getting to see them? Are they coming across to your communities? How well? Are they just coming and say, hey, go and get your PVC and sit down? Are they holding town hall meetings? Are they engaging? Are they trying to convince you that they are the persons that you should put their trust in? And to make this even more interesting this morning, how many people know, the aspirants, in person, or at least have a picture of them? If you were to see them on the street, would you be able to recognize them? You see, in River State, there are over 16 gubernatorial candidates. This is just for gubernatorial, 16. Now, in front of me is the final list of candidates for state elections. River State, I'm on the INEC page, so go to inecnigeria.org, all right, and you get to see this list yourself. Now, so let me read some of them out, right? A, that's Lulu Briggs Dumore, all right? He has his gender, he's male, he has his age, they have their qualifications all on that page. Is he a person living with disability? It's there, right? Deputy Governor Didam Tambari Hilda. Then if you go down, AA, governorship candidate George Dawari Ibetela, with Ibiela Olachi Tony as deputy. AAC Dada Obele Joseph. How many of you have heard of him? Deputy Governor West Ivy. ADC Ibrahim Tonte. And then Deputy Governorship candidate is Tonto DK Wigo Charity. How many of you have heard of her? ADP Fingersy Victor. How many of you have heard of him? His deputy is Ekiye Belief. APC Cole Tonye Patrick. And Innocent Barite as his deputy. Then APGA. Yes, APGA is in River State with Beke Ugochukwu Prince here. Jumbo Charles as his deputy. Then Ofufuri Churchill is APM. How many of you have heard of APM, by the way? Okay, then you have APP, you have BP, you have Labour Party, Itubo Beatrice with deputy governorship candidate as Sam Baripoa. NNPP, Agua Samuel. PDP, Fubara Siminalai with Odun Gozi as deputy. Rivers SDP, Magnus Abe. Bonaya Patricia as deputy. YPP, this is very interesting here. YPP, how many of you have heard of YPP? No, it's youth, remember that, right? Right for youth, right? Now, it's interesting because this the fellow running is Wenike Briggs Danagogo. He is 38 years old. 38 years old. And then the deputy, Odua, right, Helena, is 37. She's 37. That's a very interesting mix. But how many of you know them? What's the level of engagement that they've had so far? This is particularly for you in River State. The campaigns are on. Yes, you probably heard one or two jingles. But what is the level of engagement? Let's find out from you this morning. As always, please do well. Turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't quite see it or hear it, don't make unsubstantiated claims. Don't make comments that might be seen as inciting.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
That's the smart number. 0700923 0923. That's the smart number. There are numbers to call: 0817 923 0002, 0817 923 0003, 0817 923 0007. Then go on to Facebook, please, at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook. Also on Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH is where you will find us. What is the level of engagement as a Rivers resident, as a Rivers son and daughter, in the past few weeks, right? How many of these individuals have come to your communities, have held town hall meetings? How many of them have you been speaking to? How many of them are trying to convince you? What programs are you hearing them on your radios? Are you seeing them on televisions? What are their social media handles? Are they sending you letters? When I was younger, we used to have, you know, aspirants, you know, send letters. You wake up to your door, somebody's knocking. Oh, we are from Susan. So please, this is the manifesto of our candidate. He wants you to come and vote. What is the level of engagement for you as a Rivers person today, the 19th of December? Nigerian 3, good morning, please. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Please turn off your radio set, please.
All right. Thank you, Jude. I think there is a conflict. I am from Mr. Kerison.
Wow.
There is a conflict in the state when it has to do with political parties going around to campaign. And the reason for this is not far-fetched. It appears most of the political parties have been cowed. They've been intimidated to submission by the authority that be, going to order this, order that. That thing is actually having a negative effect on the people. Because one thing is, if somebody is coming up for leadership, you have to hear from the person what he has for the people. Then the situation where somebody somewhere is not allowing the people to interface with these people who want to govern us. They want to block them, not to have access to the people in one form or the other. It is detrimental to development. See, so the executive order and threat to other political parties is negatively impacting on the electioneering process in River State.
Kabari in Kana. Kabari, good morning to you, please. Hello, Kabari, good morning. Kabari, good morning. Hello, Kabari. Hello, Kabari, good morning. Oh, dear. All right, 923, good morning. All right, so the first caller says, well, the executive order is probably limiting. But I have to ask, once again, just for the balance of this conversation, but even before the executive order has had come, and even after it has come, you know, don't forget, the order is not saying don't, but there are restrictions, okay, pay this, pay that. But what about, you know, social media handles? What about, you know, appearing on televisions? What about going to radio stations? You know, these have not been restricted. You have to come, oh, my people in this area are, so this is... What about even just, you know, walking to people on the streets, you know, telling them, oh, look, this is what I have to do. You know, these are the reasons. When you see it on television, it sounds staged. But it's been a classic move for generations, those in who practice democracy. 92.3, good morning. Hello, good morning. Oh, dear. 92.3, hello, Port Harcourt, good morning, please.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Jude.
Good morning. I have a minute, please. Let's get to hear from you, please.
Okay, quick one. I will say that the electorate has made the candidates of each of the political parties to be lazy in their thinking or uncreative or, of course, making their job easy. The electorate are just waiting for the candidate to come drop something, and that's all. Not to come and even talk, not to come and even say, this is what I want to do for you, but this is what I want to give to you to vote for me. So for me, I think the electorate are not giving the candidate the platform or the thing that they should do for them to vote their vote. So I will not blame the candidate at all, no matter the executive order that they bring shown at the people. The electorate should make the candidate sit on their, stand up to what they want to do and do it, and not waiting for Gary, for rice, beans, and all that. So it's the electorate, not the candidate. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The caller there says it's the it's the electorate. It's the electorate. The electorate are not demanding that, hey, come talk to us. There are platforms available. Use them. Ask questions. We want to answer you or want you to answer us. As a reverse person, do you agree with that last comment? Now, on Facebook, Chile says, how can they engage when the governor has passed executive orders? That's frustrating them. That might be a limiting factor, but it's not the only factor. When we come back.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back, 9:33 a.m. and we want to find out from you. Yes, you on the streets, you in your offices right now, how you have perceived the individuals who are going to be running for the various elected positions. Now, obviously, the primary focus for many Rivers people right now, those of you who are resident here, will be the governorship elections. Yes, you have those for the state and the federal executive elections, you know, coming up, representatives and all of that. But a big, you know, focus is on who becomes the next governor. Now, there are candidates. There are about 18 of them. I listed some of the names for you. I have to quickly rush there. If you want to get more information, please go to the INEC website, inecnigeria.org, all right, and then just search for governorship candidates, general election finalist, and then look for River State, and then you can see all of them. There are a lot of parties here, 18 in total. AAC, ADC, ADP, AP, APC, APGA, APGA, APM, APP, BP, LP, NMPP, NRM, PDP, SDP, YPP, and the ZLP. All in Rivers State. Yes, the question is, these individuals, how many of you know them? Before the executive orders came into effect, and even after, what other means? Because, you know, there are other ways to engage and interact with the general populace. You know, are you getting calls? Do you get people who knock on your doors like you do in the US and, you know, in previous elections, and you'll bring a flyer like, oh, look, this man is the one who, you know, says he wants to do ABC. I think you should consider, you know, casting your vote for this man. Good day, good afternoon to you, and they walk away. Are there engagement? You know, are there debates that, obviously, we haven't had debates, major debates coming through yet, but, you know, are there engagement on social media? Can you go to their Twitter pages, ask them questions? All of these things, you know, are the means that which, you know, people use to convince the electors that I am the woman, I am the man for the job. Do you feel that way? This is the campaign season. It's meant to be in full swing. Apart from a few jingles and reminders that you get to hear, what other means have these people engaged with you to say, hey, come here. I am your one, the chosen one. I can go before you and make things work. After all, that's what people in Rivers State want to see. They want to see things work.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
So 0700-923-0923, 0700-923-0923. Different numbers, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416 at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook and on Twitter. 92.3, hello Port Harcourt. Good morning to you, please.
Season greetings to you.
Season's greetings. Welcome, please.
Mr. Zion, I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
All right, go on, please.
The executive order is not an excuse. The executive order even make it possible for you to reach out to the people more better, more effective, and more efficient. That is what the executive order has done. There is so much benefit with this executive order. This executive order even give you the cost, even give you the chance to reduce the cost in campaign. This executive order gave you the privilege to go down to the communities to reach out better. Basically, what the executive order has done so that you can abuse the cost of campaign. But these guys are not competent. They are not dynamic. They are not even fit for that office they are running for. They are only running there because of poverty. They just are looking for a link to siphon state funds, to embezzle the state fund. That is why they are going there. That is why they are giving a excuse of the executive order. Because of executive order, then who told you that? They don't have a structure on ground. Look at my lovely sister, Tonto Diki. Before she came into this political environment, are you not hearing her name every day on social media?
Interesting.
Every day, Tonto Diki is on social media. One thing or the other. And when she came to this politics, for me, I thought that this is the lady that's going to give the PDP a run for their money based on what? Campaign, advertisement, and the rest. But since then, I've heard about Tonto Diki again. So she should also go and blame her executive order, isn't it also?
Interesting.
See, I believe that if you truly have the passion to serve your people, and you have a solution to a dying need, there is nothing that will stop you not to go there, or not to meet up the demand. There is no rain, no thunder, no storm, no executive order will stop you. You will always find a way out. I have pleaded with them. See, go and meet consultants. People, you must not be consultant that have a name. But ask questions. Now there is executive order, what can I do? to project my campaign. I'm a candidate. See, even if you have the passion, you don't need to activate anybody. I believe that a pathfinder always found a path for their generation and their people. And nothing Akoba stopped the apocalypse to survive or to survive when they needed time. All the candidates, or most of them, they have nothing to offer. They don't even have a political structure. They don't even want to campaign. Or some of them are even there so that they'll come and settle them. So I want to beg Governor Wike, settle them, let them rest so that the environment can be peaceful. I'm telling you,
all right.
Let's not settle them, they will rest.
Thank you very much, Zaya. 90.3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please. Hello. Good morning. 90.3. Good morning. Can you hear us, please? Okay. All right. Apologies. I couldn't hear you. I don't know if you could hear us. Let's go to Facebook. Interesting comments on Facebook. Theodore Olemanaye says, did you say engage? We don't expect anything from them, so it's a normal occurrence. Whether they engage or not, who will win, will win. Nigerian politicians don't believe in the electorate's idea to win elections. Interesting comment. But if you're going to change that, Theodore, you have to make demands. You have to change narrative. After all, they are going to represent you, the Commonwealth of your area. 90.3, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, please. Welcome.
Thank you. My name is King.
Welcome, King.
Well, first, I want to say that I partially agree with the last caller. The executive order should actually provide opportunities for creativity. But then if you look at it the other way around, our people are used to certain modes of campaigns. And so coming now to ask them to create something new, especially barely a few months to the election, is difficult. It's not easy for everybody. And so I believe that's what's affecting most of the candidates.
Mm.
But I've seen a few of them who are going around communities.
Mm.
I know about the young man you talked about, Wenike Briggs. I am impressed. I've been to a few markets and I saw him live. In fact, in one of those occasions, I had to help him distribute some of his flyers.
Interesting.
And then Senator Magnus Abe is also there. He's everywhere, nooks and crannies. He's doing, you know, what he could to get the people, engage the people, and let them know what he has for them. He has also done one social media live interaction with youth and all that. A couple of things that he has done, you know, just to register his presence in the minds of the people as well. But I think that the greatest challenge will actually be deceiving ourselves if we say the executive order does not affect. It does, yeah.
Mm.
But it provides room for people to be creative, find other alternative means of reaching out, you know. But then you don't expect that from everybody just a few months to the elections. Not everybody can, you know, the office they're running for, they have quite a lot on their head. So sitting down just a few months to the elections to, you know, develop these alternative means is difficult for a lot of them. So what this means is that in the next electoral dispensation, you know, speaking of maybe 2027 or thereabouts, people will now begin to prepare that, look, you know, the mode of campaign has to change now, because if you have a governor who can just churn out such orders, you know, it limits us. So we have to find other means.
Well, that means
so, you know, yeah, so that's what I envisage will happen in the future. But for now, you don't blame the candidates that much. But those who are doing they could are also on the field, you know, working really hard to give, especially the incumbent, a run for their money. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Kabari speaking to us in Kanaka. Kabari, good morning to you, please. Hello, Kabari. Kabari, can you hear me, please? Oh, dear. Apologies to Kabari. Kabari is speaking to us from Kana. All right, let's get to read messages now, shall we? Okay. This one here, first one here says, good morning. It says, only Toyoko has been found across the rivers. LG is talking to people and visiting different places. We've not seen the rival, Mr. Sim, anywhere in the local government areas. That's not exactly true, because I remember reading the reports. Was that last month? You know, when they were, last month or 8 weeks ago, talking about people getting their PVCs, you know. So anyway, But we don't know why. Also, we've seen Ojun Gofa traversing rivers southeast. We can't find any of his rivals in the open. Godspar Igwe in LMM. All right. So some people are going across certain areas. You know, are they speaking to people? You know, are they sitting down? See, I must say this. You know, I have to say this because one of the beauties of electioneering during the election, right, is the dance. Oh, I'm coming around. My name is Jude. I'm trying to represent you here. These are the things that I think we need to do. These are the things that we have not done. Maybe this previous government didn't have this. I'm already working on, you know, getting things. But after that, guess what? The electorate now have to say, thank you, sir. But this is what we want. You know, if you watch some campaigns, right, you get to find out, you know, where a man or a woman or a group of people say, excuse me, sir, thank you. But see, the real issue that we're trying to solve here is this place. That's where the real issue is. You know, not this one. Yes, we need schools. But you see, we don't have a hospital. So if our children are going to school and they fall sick, where do they go to? No, this is a kind of engagement that, you know, people genuinely need. What we get to see is, oh, vote for me, I will bring this, they're just making promises. Are you, as a Rivers individual, resident, have you been engaged? Have people come to your streets? Somebody said something about a market. I remember going to the market one time and I heard some people in the market, oh, this is the person that wants to come and do this, so this is what he wants to do. And they were talking to market women. How many people have done that? How many people are doing that? 90.3.
Hello, Nigeria. Good morning.
Good morning to you, please.
Yeah, my name is Tao. I'm calling from the Baraja. Yeah.
Welcome.
I want to look at this executive order. It was maliciously done to block out other parts. Take, for instance, there is a executive order that against the posters in government. As I speak with you right now, I'm passing through journey the flyover. From the beginning of the flyover to the end of the flyover, you will see the posters of this team, the PDP man.
Okay.
Along that journey or whatever, see the posters of this. So what are we talking about? I agree the executive order can give room for dynamism, you know. But then, it is not only in the urban area. In the rural area, very true. So yes, it's not only in the rural area, even in the rural area. You know that. Take for instance now, if it's okay, let me to go to a market station. That if you know that at the end of the day, my call to say you are blocking the market area, you are blocking this. I mean, what is the answer to this executive order? It is out of malice, you know. Thank you, my brother.
All right, thank you very much, Rita. I've heard from you. 9.3. Good morning, please. Oh, dear, apologies. All right, good morning, Jude. I disagree with two callers about the executive order. The executive order is not stopping any candidate or party from campaigning. If not school premises, there are open spaces that campaigns can be carried out, and no electorate is waiting for any candidate to give him or her money. The truth is, the electorates are wise, and some of the candidates do not even have the words to convince voters, having knowing their past and the present hardship caused by them. They are waiting for who we start first. Lady V said, interesting. Okay. All right. Interesting comment there. Oh, let's get to Facebook. Facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. Also, we are available on Twitter. Twitter is @NigeriaInfoPH. @NigeriaInfoPH. Impact is saying on Twitter, personally, I think most of the governorship candidates in Rivers State are not serious. You can partly blame the executive order by the governor as one of the reasons, but how many alternative channels have they used? How many of them have considered door-to-door campaigns? I said something like that, right? Ernest Barra says, I've still not heard anything from Sim. Interesting. Okay. Not heard anything from Sim. Something tells me they're probably paying very close attention right now. facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. White Mustard on Facebook says, political parties need to have a well-developed campaign strategy, both online and offline. Says the YPP stands a better chance of this in regards of campaigning for their governorship candidate, but have so far done little or nothing with respect to their campaigns come the 2023 elections. Electorates with their supposed demands of cash and food for votes shouldn't be an obstacle to political parties going on with this door-to-door campaign. So make an end here. In general, they have to improve in their aspects of their campaigns. 92.3, hello, Port Harcourt. Oh, apologies to you. 92.3, good morning, please. Busy lines. Totally understandable. Okay, Frank G. De Niro says, good morning, Jude. This is a very sensitive question for the electorate to answer, for it is very difficult to measure the level of relativeness and closeness, that's the relationship between them, or have access to these politicians. Even the ones the people have chosen to vote for as their favorite candidate, they are not having any direct contact with the electorate so that they can answer many critical questions on how they will be able to deliver when they are elected. Frank has a very good view on that. Very good. Very explicitly put. What's the level of closeness? How relative? How much efforts are being put down, you know, to engage people? Yes, we know. Maybe it's because the economy is really harsh this period. You know, everybody's complaining money, inflation, 20%, and all the bobo-tibo happening. But there are very interesting means. Did you know that during the presidential elections in the US, there are volunteers who call people? Hello, good morning, Jude. I am from so-and-so campaign. Have you heard of our candidate? His name is Okoronkwo. He wants to get your vote. He believes that he can be your representative that will be the beacon for your development. What challenges do you have? Do we have that here? I didn't do it in River State. There was a time, interestingly, when one of the elections, somebody paid for a helicopter and had flyers distributed. How many of you remember that in Port Harcourt? 93.3, good morning. Good morning, please.
If you go to this flyover constructed by Uche, the only contact you see there is somebody seen that and seen. And I feel asked yourself why he is not talking. I believe this man, Martin Sabins, I used to see him on Facebook. He's engaging the electorate.
Okay.
He goes to do the game. But I also want to agree completely with man, Mr. Zion, who thinks this executive order is a way of reducing costs. You know, let's just use, for instance, to be a follow up of them as a theory. Assuming you want to campaign, you know, yourself word to word, you have to spend $5 billion each word for something. You look at that money for to use the family code. Okay? I don't know if you understand. Where is that $5 billion for?
I understand.
So here are the things. In this example, where can you keep people to go and talk to? Where do we have the people for primary and secondary school? Where do we have the things? Or you want to go and do
Town hall? Yeah, that's not a bad idea you just brought up. What about town hall meetings? Can they organize town hall meetings?
Town hall meeting is not a campaign. Town hall meeting is to a campaign is very stakeholder.
Which is part of the campaign? That's what I'm asking. Are they engaging them? It's not just campaigns. Are they engaging the electorate?
Like I said. I've never heard him already before. I've never heard him. And this governor feels because he has done well, he has that entitlement notion that he has done well. He has done well. He's using his own personal money to do well, or he's using the taxpayers' money to do something for them. And you expect people to not come and vote for one party to bring. He has to work.
He has to work. All right. He has to do the work. Well, 19.3, we'll go on a break. When we come back, switch to more conversations.